And I'm now here on QBRB to check in with Macy Harrington of Bassett. She finished third in the world pole bidding past weekend at the National High School Rodeo's final in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Looks like finally getting to wrap up your sophomore year. Macy, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's start by taking a look at kind of your rodeo background and what or who got you interested in rodeo in the first place?
My whole dad's side of the family pretty much rodeoed, so just kind of always been there. And we started going to junior high rodeos when I was in sixth grade and just kind of stayed since then.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about maybe some of the challenges you may face as a rodeo contestant. We know it's a long day for rodeo contestants just waiting for your chance, especially in the pole bending as you finish third in the world. Just sit there and hopefully get a run under 21, under 20, maybe in the 19s. Tell us a little bit about maybe the challenges you face going into a day of competition.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of practice. And there's sometimes you can't fix things in practice, which is kind of what we ran into a couple months ago. And you got to fix things during a run. And we kind of haven't been running that great all spring. And I had to fix a couple stuff at state. And that kind of caused us to hit a couple poles. But that wasn't fortunate timing, but we got it to where we were running pretty good going into Nationals. So,
well, and as you say, it definitely takes two to make this work. Let's talk about your horse here. What's the name of your horse?
His name is Twix, like the candy bar.
Twix, like the candy bar. How did you come up with that?
We got him from Dory Hollenbeck, and she has quite a few full siblings to him, and they're all candy bar names.
Well, now let's talk about it. How did you know that maybe Twix was the one for you? I didn't know if you had your eye on another one or there were some other ones out there, but how did you know or how did Twix become the horse for you?
They're racing in Johnstown, and Dory brought him there for me to try him out. And it was pretty cool to get on him. He's such an amazing horse, and it was pretty cool to just to ride him for even that one night. And I knew that was definitely the one that we wanted.
Kind of did a little bit here a little bit ago, but let's talk about your training or your routine, how you work with your horse. Maybe before, we know there's competitions every week and things like that. What do you do with your horse, or what do you do kind of getting yourself ready for competition the next day or even the next week?
We're not always in the arena. You know, we kind of just ride around keeping in shape, but staying completely away from barrels of poles a couple of times a week, it's just pretty good for him so he doesn't get blown up or anything and keeps him enjoying what he does. We do a lot of slow work. We don't do too much fast unless we need to work on something.
Do you think that maybe Twix could go ahead without you on there and do the poles? I mean, that horse has trained really well.
Yeah, he probably could.
Let's dig a little bit deeper into you and just kind of, you know, how do you stay calm? I mean, you know, you come here, you go to rodeos here and wherever you go, and then you get into state competition, the chance to go on to Nationals, and then, boy, you're on the big stage and you hear your name and they're saying, oh, a run of this can do this, or you're sitting second, or you're sitting third or fourth. Tell us a little bit about maybe how you stay calm or how you focus on the run, and do you even hear what's going on in the background?
No, I don't really hear what's going on. I just kind of have faith in the amount of practice that we've put in, and I know the kind of run that we can make, and I know that we can go out there and do that.
So I'm guessing there must be no pressure, no nerves, or anything like that.
No, I don't really get too nervous.
What do you enjoy most about the rodeo? Of course, we talk about you going in there and trying to get in that 20 and 19 range, you know, trying to get top 10, and tell us a little bit about, you know, maybe some other things outside of the rodeo arena that you enjoy or what you like about rodeo day.
Yeah, there's rodeo friends are probably the best friends that you'll ever meet. And it's so fun to be competing against someone but also wanting them to beat you. There's some really great people. Everyone from Nebraska just feels like they're family. Yeah, I really just like the rodeo side of it really does it for me.
Now, if you could maybe go out for a meal with a rodeo legend, and maybe you have already, do you know who that would be and maybe why?
I'd probably go with Haley Kinzel. I just always really liked her. She's pretty cool. She has the world record for the standard pattern in the barrels. She's got really nice horses.
And how about, as we get ready to wrap it up, a piece of advice maybe that you have received from somebody or something that you would tell maybe a younger contestant?
There's a lot of ups and downs in rodeos, and you just got to make sure you don't get too down. And, you know, the next run, it can be great even if you had a really bad run. Just keep practicing and don't give up. Just trust that it'll all come together.
Well, Macy, hard to believe that school is a month away, but you just basically are finishing up your sophomore year. We appreciate your time and best of luck at high school and the upcoming rodeo season.
Thank you.
As Macy Harrington of Bassett, again, she finished third in the world in pole bending this past weekend, National High School Rodeo Finals, Rock Springs, Wyoming.